left or right, or you bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, 'cause we got a show for you. So come on, come on, come on, it's time for Covey Talks. This ain't no matter if I'm right. Means to open up the dialogue. So rise up, shout out, it's time for your voice to be heard. So come on, come on, come on, it's time for Covey Talks.
All right, good morning, everyone. It's Sunday, March 3rd, 2013. I wrote a check yesterday, even I put 2012 on it. That's ridiculous after 2 months into the year. But anyway, it's 2013. It's March. It's early on a Sunday morning because that's the kind of time slot you get when you want to run a radio show like this. Heath and I are here. Comedian James Davis is on his way. He's going to join us a little bit later. And we will, today's show is just titled Free For All. Don't have a real subject, plan for what we're going to talk about. We're just going to cut loose. If you have anything that you want to direct the conversation with, hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/Covey Talks. Just leave a comment, post a message, whatever you want to do, or hit us up on Twitter at Covey Talks. We're monitoring both and enjoy the input. We don't take call-ins. We do it through social media. The one personal current event that I want to talk about is, I don't know how many, Heath, you have Netflix?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever watched House of Cards?
Oh, yes.
Completely and utterly addicted to this show.
Watched the final episode yesterday.
I've watched every episode except for the last three twice. I'm now on my second go round and I got all excited. So Netflix produces this TV show, right? They made their own, and it stars Kevin Spacey, and I think it's one of the greatest acting performances ever by him in this show. And on February 1st of 2013, they released all 13 episodes of the first season, which sounds really cool, right? Like, you can just sit down, make a weekend out of it if you want to, and watch an entire season of a series. But I think it's backfiring on me right now, because now I have we have a year to wait until season two comes out. And I watched all of season. I mean, I have 50 weeks. I should have been smart and said, like, my House of Cards time was Fridays at 7 p.m. so that it at least dragged out for 13 weeks and I only had 39, but I have like 48 weeks to wait, until season two of House of Cards. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I got wrapped up in this show. This is a phenomenal show. If you have Netflix, quite honestly, if you don't have Netflix, I still think that if you sign up, they give you a 30-day free trial of Netflix. And I'm telling you right now that you want to take the time, sign up, just if nothing else, to watch the full season of House of Cards, because it is literally, it's an incredible TV show. Am I right?
Yes, very good.
I mean, it's exceptional television that is very well written, very well produced, and very well acted, and will suck you in with amazing cliffhangers at the end of each episode that really leave you wanting to fire the other one up. In fact, when I found it on Netflix, I knocked out the first 9 episodes in one night. And literally couldn't sleep and just kept going and going and going. So if you're out there and you like good dramatic television, you know, it's not really comedy, but
it's a drama.
Yeah, it's absolutely a drama. If you like those kind of shows, those kind of cliffhanger continuing saga shows, I would highly recommend that you fire up Netflix and get House of Cards going. Heath and I both. Heath, is it all right if I say you would recommend House of Cards?
Oh, yes. I can't wait for the next one to come, too.
It's the only problem is try and space it out, because it's a whole new concept, right? It's like revolutionized TV. Never before has there been a series where the same instance that the first episode was available to the public, all 13 episodes of the first series were available to the public. And I was a big fan of the process. I'm also a huge fan of no commercials, which I realize those of you that have HBO, Cinemax, Showtime are used to that, but I don't have HBO, Cinemax, or Showtime, so I have to rely on my Netflix to watch shows without commercials.
It's only $8 a month.
Yeah, you can't. You're exactly right. In the big scheme of things, Netflix is $8 a month for instant streaming. Maybe the greatest value in entertainment that exists in the world right now. I mean, and yes, I know there's people that have it that gripe that you don't get the new releases, but they're continually putting new stuff on there. You have access to thousands of movies, hundreds of documentaries, thousands of TV shows, unlimited viewing for $8 a month. And really all you need is an internet connection and some kind of device. You know, you can watch it on your laptop. It works phenomenally on my phone. I watch Netflix on my phone whenever I'm stuck somewhere, sitting in a lobby waiting for a meeting. And then also through any of your game consoles. So Netflix should be a sponsor for the way that we treated them this morning. But yeah, exactly. Netflix is a phenomenal entertainment product for the value. You ever heard of Roku? My mom went out and, cause we watched Netflix through our PlayStation 3. My mom doesn't have a PlayStation 3 or any type of gaming console. So she did the research and found Roku. It's this little box about the size of a Altoids box or maybe just a little tiny box, but you get all kinds of stuff through it. I mean, there's all kinds of things that, and it's a $30 expense to get fired up, connect to your Wi-Fi and have internet TV. So anyway, I didn't mean for this to become a Netflix commercial, but House of Cards, I'm telling you right now, you're going to thank me if you go and take the time and fire that show up and you will get wrapped up in it and not want to go to bed at night after you watch an episode of House of Cards. So that's the big current event that's going on in our family right now. The other one in my life is NCAA basketball. I don't know how many, really over the last 4 or 5 years, I've become a big NFL fan. It's now my number two sport to watch on TV because college basketball has all my life been my favorite sport to watch on TV. I don't really know why. I don't know if I have an explanation for it. I love college basketball. I love Kansas Jayhawk basketball. I'm not really like a true University of Kansas fan. I've just loved Jayhawk basketball since I was a little kid. And this is the best time of the, we're heading into really, really next week's show will be an exciting time for me. Sports wise, my most excited. I love March Madness. I love sitting down and watching those games where you have a group of what's still kids. They're 18 to 23-year-olds, but they're still basically kids that haven't been out in the real world yet, but they're fighting and playing and competing with everything they've got because you get down to those lose and you turn in your uniform games. And I absolutely love March Madness and couldn't be more excited that it's coming up because after the Super Bowl, we really go through this kind of rough gap of slow sports times, really after the end of the regular or the playoffs of the NFL, it gets a little slow for me because nothing's going on. I'm not a giant baseball fan, so the summer kind of gets a little slow for me. I tried a couple of years ago to become a hockey fan. Have you ever watched hockey?
Every once in a great blue moon.
Man, it's just hard for me. I have all the respect in the world for hockey players as athletes, but it's difficult for me to get into hockey, but March Madness is firing up. You know what? I think there's a lot of people that NASCAR becomes the butt of some jokes. I have a huge amount of respect for those drivers. And I like the chase or the points race. You know, I kind of like monitor the points race. I haven't really gotten into watching races all the way through. Like, I'm the, you know how the NFL has the Red Zone channel?
Yeah.
And that's basically for people that don't like to watch football games. They just like to watch the really exciting part of football games. That's what I need for NASCAR. I don't get into watching the continuous laps. Not that I don't respect it, and I understand the drama, and I understand, but like, I like when they pit in the last 10 laps. And then don't get me wrong, I don't know how you admit this without sounding like a morbid fool, but obviously I tune in for the highlights when there's a wreck. You know, I mean, that's exciting to, yeah, that's, and I, you sound like a, you know, I sound like a sadist when you say I like to watch the wrecks, but that's, I don't want anyone to get hurt. It's just interesting to me that people even survive 180 to 200 mile an hour collisions with walls and other cars. And,
especially with what happened last weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, again, don't like that, but it's interesting. And I guess I'm admitting that I'm a rubbernecker on a wreck. It's not about people getting hurt. It's about the science and technology behind existing it. I just heard a comedian cough, I think. It's going to show. If you're watching on the video, watch right here. Right there. Ladies and gentlemen, comedian James Davis has joined us.
Good morning.
James, so far, you got Netflix?
Yes, I heard you. House of Cards.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I dig it.
It's freaking phenomenal television, isn't it?
Yeah, it. You know, I love it. I'm a big Kevin Spacey fan. I haven't seen it as much as you have, but...
What's Kevin Spacey's best role?
I really like...
Don't think that you won't roll in a little late and just get a question right off the bat.
I'm trying to think. Man, I'm having trouble placing an early role.
Usual Suspects.
No.
You're wrong.
No. Okay. Well, that's what I meant was Usual Suspects.
American Beauty.
American Beauty is excellent.
Probably for sure American Beauty.
He plays Kaiser Sose in Usual Suspects. I think it's his greatest role
you
of all
so?
Time because he plays off as the like handicapped, crippled, shy guy the whole time, but turns out he's the mastermind of the entire criminal enterprise. For those of you that haven't seen Usual Suspects, I just ruined the whole show.
Are they sponsoring
you.
The show now too?
Yeah. Yeah. Netflix and whatever
suspects.
Movie company made Usual Suspects. So far we've just talked about Netflix, NASCAR a little bit.
I've never been a NASCAR fan. You know, I have a lot of friends that are NASCAR fans, so I hesitate to start insulting NASCAR fans, but
As a comedian, I would assume that NASCAR and its fans, as an entire group of people, they offer more than their share of material for you sometimes, if you wanted to.
Well, certainly the NASCAR fan is a different breed.
And again, let's clarify. I'm somewhat of a NASCAR fan.
Here you are separating yourself from me.
No, I'm not.
I'm whatever you say you are.
I'm not separating myself from you. I'm saying I agree with you that they're a unique breed. The hardcore ones are a unique breed. But they're really not that much different than the hardcore NFL fan.
Well, exactly. I mean, a Raider fan and a NASCAR fan to me are on the same.
Right along the same.
Yeah.
I think any sport where gathering together and eating and drinking beer is actually the biggest part of the day when the event happens, lends itself to some comedic material.
Oh, you lost me at eating and drinking beer.
But I'm saying, NFL fans, the tailgating is just as big as the game.
Well, it's like with the NASCAR fans, it's like when they put a tornado on the Weather Channel for Kansas. They never grab you. And say, Cody, what did you see? They grab me or they grab some kind of a hillbilly and they're like, and so what they do in NASCAR is they stick camera right in some guy's face and they say, sir, who are you going for? Oh, I was going for number 45. And you're like, whoa, that guy represents our sport, you know?
Well, that's what I mean. I think the, I think the NASCAR fan that lends themselves to be the butt of jokes is not every NASCAR fan. I think it's just the ones that happen to end up in front of the camera, just but like Kansans and tornadoes.
It's the way some of those drivers talk too. I mean, for me, it's the Southern, maybe.
No, it's a Southern. The whole thing originated from a bunch of hillbillies running moonshine. You know, that's their that's their tradition. That's where it came. Is hillbillies a derogatory term, or are they proud to be?
I don't know if it's rednecks now or if it's with the Duck Dynasty thing.
Yeah,
these guys, man.
We don't really have anything specific to talk about, so hold Duck Dynasty, and we're going to take a commercial break and get back to that.
It's time to raise the roof as First Council Casino Hotel Council Bluff Event Center presents Grammy Award-winning rap superstar Nelly, live in concert Friday, April 5th. Enjoy jamming to Nelly's hottest tracks like Ride With Me, Just a Dream, and Hot in Here. Plus music from his latest mixtape, Scorpio Season. Nelly, live in concert Friday, April 5th at 8 p.m. The Council Bluff Event Center, North Highway 77 in Newkirk, just south of the Kansas State line.
It's getting hot in here.
General admission tickets just $47.50, VIP $125. Tickets available now online at zooamp.com, ticketstorm.com, or by calling 866-966-1777.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
KSKU. Cody Tom.
All right, we're back. Comedian James Davis on the Cody Talk Show. So we've covered Netflix, Kevin Spacey, NASCAR, and then you brought up Duck Dynasty.
I'm a huge Duck Dynasty
fan. Oh, so am I, but how can you be a Duck Dynasty fan?
I don't know.
And then in turn make fun of NASCAR.
Well, you watch Duck Dynasty, right? I didn't say these guys are.
I don't have it. I don't have that channel, but I've probably seen 7 episodes just at different people's houses.
It's like, you know, one show that I can't watch is that Moonshiner show. On Discovery. Have you seen that? The Moonshine?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me, I want to know why you can't watch it.
Because the one guy, the way they, I don't know, I think it's the way they talk. And I know that sounds.
No, here's why I can't watch Moonshiners. I can't either. I don't think it's racist.
What is it?
It's just kind of.
No, that's a whole different.
Judgmental.
They're the same race as you.
Kind of judgmental. They are.
Well, they're hillbillies.
But that's not a race.
Well, they take it to a whole other level.
Here's the problem I have with moonshiners is there's no way it's not fake. It has to be fake. And that's what bothers me is I think this TV channel feels like they're tricking me because how can you video the criminals?
Yeah, and the cops.
And the cops. Either.
Cause aren't the cops going to say, hey, yeah, where's that other crew?
Don't they just watch the season and then go arrest the guy because they have all the evidence on film, right? Yeah. They have them building, delivering, selling, I mean, the manufacturing, everything. It's fake. It's got to be fake.
I'm with you.
And that's what makes me mad about moonshiners. I love Duck Dynasty, man.
Yeah.
The one thing about Duck Dynasty is it seems to me like now they're almost trying to figure out how to be more hillbilly for the sake of ratings. Do you ever get that impression?
Sometimes I feel like they.
What can we do that's even stupider and more dumb redneck than what we did last episode.
I hope they're not starting to try to be funny.
Yeah, it seems to me like the most recent shows that I've seen, they've been just creating stunts to make themselves look more backwoods than they were before. And the first season was great because it was just kind of their Psy is maybe one of the greatest TV characters.
I think
ever.
He kind of carries the show for me, and everybody else is a good edition.
You're just waiting for Cy to say something.
Something stupid.
For you.
Yeah. Some kind of lie. Something you made up.
So, moving on, because that's how we're going to roll for the next 40 minutes.
Hey, Jack.
You had the Raz. Yeah. For the folks that aren't from our area here in South Central Kansas, the Raz is a really nice restaurant here in Hutchinson, Kansas, a month ago. You were on a month ago, and it was just getting ready to start,
yeah,
right?
I think we did our fourth week last night.
The Raz now has Saturday comedy nights.
Yep.
What's the proper name for the event?
They call it the comedy series, so I don't know if that's really a good representation, because I don't know that there's a limit.
Heath, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Because quite honestly, James and I don't know how to work all these buttons and knobs.
Yeah, and I don't do CPR, player.
please hang around for another 40 minutes with the cough.
To work with some kind of bacteria.
A success? It's been a success, the Raz Comedy Series?
It's been tremendous. The only week I think that they didn't sell out was the snow week.
Right.
I don't think people early. Yeah. I don't think.
You know what? Let me just totally change the subject for a second. I get kind of sick of when we have 3 inches of snow at some other time and people are Facebooking it and talking about it and it's on the news. And then people in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Get on Facebook and call us weenies because we can't. We had snow in the last 2 weeks.
That would have made them jealous.
We had real snow.
Yeah.
I mean, we got 22 inches in 6 days here in Hutchinson.
Yeah.
And still, somebody's going to get on from Saskatchewan and be like, we had 49 inches in an hour one time. But we had some pretty serious snow. So that was the only week that they didn't sell out. But other than that, packed house.
And even that week, it was still maybe 10, 15 seats short.
And you're emceeing it, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, I am the host comedian. And
so do you? I haven't been in town much. I've been out of town a lot. But does the host comedian gets up, kind of warms the crowd up a little bit?
Yeah, I do
jokes.
A couple of sets a night. I get up first, depending on how many comedians are there. Kind of it depends on how that weighs on how much time that I have. And then we bring up our feature comedian, and then I go back up, just try to keep things going a little bit, and then we bring up our headliner comedian. Then I go back up and just kind of close things out.
So two comedians a night is it two comedians and
last night
the comedian
happened to be
host?
Yes, exactly. Last night happened to be me and three other comedians. There's a guest comedian last night.
So you had a feature, a headliner, and a guest. Are those the problems?
No. Guest is actually, it was guest, feature, then headliner. That's how that works.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. So you came in, you mentioned that there was, you had your first heckler. You're a professional wise, a fairly new comedian. You're fairly new to the business.
Yeah.
And you had your first true heckler last night.
Yeah, I had a heckler last night that decided he wanted to talk. And, as a comedian, it's like one of those things where that's like somebody holding a bone out there for a dog, raw meat. I was like, this guy's heckling. You got to be kidding me because I'm in a bad mood as it is. So I let him have it. I called him some things you can't really say on public radio. Make a long story short, he went crying home like a little baby and didn't pay his bill.
Really?
Yeah. And if I knew his name, I would call him out right now.
I mean, you can consider that a win, right?
Oh yeah, that's
a victory. That's
I went home and scratched that one into the headboard.
Do you like Rodney Carrington? Is he somebody that you think?
Sure,
is
sure,
no?
Sure.
What the greatest? He was this huge 6 or 7 years ago, maybe even longer than that. And on one of his albums. One of his live albums, a guy starts heckling him, and he just yells at him and says, "Hey, I don't come to where you work and throw rocks at
while
you while
you're
mowing."
Yeah.
I think that's one of the funniest parts of that album. But I think a good, cause you gotta be, I think there's comedians that are good content deliverers.
Yeah.
And then there's guys that are no crap, funny, and quick on their feet. And you gotta be in group B to handle a heckler.
Yeah.
If you're just a content deliverer, a speech reader, you're in trouble when someone throws you off.
For me, it's funny because I'm not a good content deliverer. I'm not a good joke teller. I'm a lot better on my feet handling, retorting when somebody has something smart to say. So last night I tried something a little different. In my comedy, I involved the crowd a little bit, find out what people do for a living. And it's amazing. You ask somebody what they do. You say, what do you do? What do you do for your job? And people will be like, I mean, if you ask me what I'll do, I'll be like, nothing. You know, I don't. If I say, Heath, what do? He'll be like, I'm a studio engineer, or I work at Target part-time, or whatever, you know. But when you look at somebody and you say, what do you do? And they go, you're like, oh man, this guy's brilliant. And you know what a guy did this last night. And I finally got out of him. I'm like, all right, we'll pause and wait for you to think about what you do. He's like, I work on aviation. He works on airplanes. Are you kidding me?
Hopefully private planes.
Yeah.
Not ones we're all getting on a regular basis. Yeah, it's, I think the best comedians are those ones that, and there's drastic differences of some comedians that you can tell they get up there and the whole entire thing is scripted out. And they can still be funny.
Yeah.
But I think it's harder. I think that's actually harder to be funny.
I can't. It's not my deal.
You got to sit for, it's like, you're like a songwriter then.
Well, sure. And the timing on something like that is impeccable. Yeah. Because if your timing isn't right telling those kind of jokes, it'll never be funny.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I love good stand-up comedians. I think they're some of the smartest, wittiest people in the world. The really, really good ones are, who's your, like, cream of the crop? Who's your favorite stand-up comedian?
My favorite stand-up comedian. Well, see, people ask me that all the time.
Okay. Name. One of your favorites.
One of my favorites, and he's dead, but I'm just kind of discovering some of his stuff, is Patrice O'Neill.
Don't know him.
Well, I didn't figure you did.
You don't have to yell at me about it. I just don't know who he is.
No, I know. He's not. Yeah, go look him up on Netflix. You got Netflix. He's got some good stuff on Netflix. His timing is ridiculous. But one that you would know that is a favorite of mine is D.L. Hughley.
He's hilarious. He really is. And plays off the kind of, like can play like he's just an idiot. You know, can play the dumb role at times, and then out of nowhere, just an incredibly intelligent guy that's sharp and quick, and I love those kind of comedians.
Certainly. I've never been a big fan of, like, Robin Williams, that kind of comedy. It's just not my style.
Yeah, that kind of over-the-top, just act outrageous to get people to... Then aren't people laughing at you? I mean, there's a...
I don't know, man.
There's a level of comedians that just try and act... so outrageous. I think Robin Williams has some smart stuff in there too. There's some of them, like, here's one that I think Jim Carrey, I think Ace Ventura is one of the dumbest things ever made in the history of the world.
It is, but do you like it?
It's worth a laugh.
I know.
You watch it to laugh at him.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't laugh because your brain's working in a funny way. You laugh because your brain was able to shut down and you could just laugh. There's no thought put into it.
I'm a big Kevin Hart fan. He was on Saturday Night Live last night, and that killed too. I watched a little bit of it when I finally rolled home this morning. But he tore it up on Saturday Night Live. So if you get a chance to YouTube that, it was priceless.
I'll check that out. Did you watch Seth MacFarlane on, when he hosted the Oscars?
Some of that, yeah.
He's one that, and another thing I don't really like is, pushing rudeness. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think everyone's fair game on a joke, but I think you can just like decide that you're going to be so obnoxiously rude to someone in an attempt to be funny and there not be anything smart behind that too. I don't like that either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Or someone's just like, I'm going to attack this person or this group of people. I think Seth MacFarlane takes some of that. Now, At the same time, I think Ted was a freaking hilarious movie, and he was behind that. So, but
Family Guy, he does.
Yeah, I've never bought off on the adult cartoons on TV. They've never worked for me.
Yeah, me neither.
The Cleveland Show, sometimes I laugh. Have you ever watched the Cleveland
Show? I haven't. You know, and I'm not a big Family Guy fan, but the episodes I've watched, they're stupid, funny. You know?
Yeah, there's parts of Family. Yeah, exactly. There's parts of Family Guy that are hilarious. I've never got, you know what? The Simpsons turned me off, and I sometimes fear a revolt of people beating me down with Marge Simpson dolls when I say this, but I just never found The Simpsons to be that funny.
Oh, man, move my microphone over. You're going to get hate mail on that one.
I know. I didn't, and it was huge. And I mean, it's almost like I was wrong because the rest of the world thinks that stuff is hilarious. But
I've never seen, I shouldn't say never, maybe full episodes of Seinfeld. I'm not a Seinfeld fan.
Well, you're
wrong. I know. I'm wrong, yeah.
I mean, it's been labeled the greatest show on television ever.
Sure. It just, you know what? I've seen every episode of The Office.
It's same kind of comedy, too. I mean, a little bit more drastically ridiculous on The Office, but same kind of witty banner comedy.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with comedian James Davis.
Are you looking to lose weight? Are diet and exercise alone not enough? You've heard the amazing benefits of green coffee beans. Now you can try the best version available. Green Coffee Bean Extract by New Vitality. Our amazing green coffee bean extract is clinically shown to reduce fat storage in your body, and you're invited to try it absolutely risk-free. Make our green coffee bean extract your secret to weight loss success. Just call 1-800-994-6423. Finally, a clinically tested way to control your weight naturally without harsh stimulants. New Vitality's green coffee bean extract helps lower your body's fat storage. And unlike other green coffee extracts, it has an added ingredient to help improve body shape and support lean body mass. Try it absolutely risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-6423. That's 1-800-994-6423. Call 1-800-994-6423.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where
Walmart
is a trend.
Low prices are on Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals and Kellogg's Special K Red Berry Cereal. Like you'll play Greek yogurt.
Back in the saddle again.
At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track this year. Backed by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad on identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
In Kansas, having your secure electronic health records in one place means better care. On the go. Electronic health records provide healthcare professionals quick access to life-saving information, offering safer, more timely, efficient, patient-centered care. Quick access to your health records means better healthcare. To learn more, visit KHIE.org. Sponsored by the Kansas Health Information Exchange and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
KSKU.
Cody Tom.
You need to check your alarm.
Why my alarm didn't go off.
Maybe because you didn't set it. In the big scheme of things, when they don't go off, it's usually human error.
Cody talks. Didn't go off.
I bet it went off and you snoozed
probably, it might have went off. I don't know. I don't know, but
Christine on Twitter just said she loves you for the Seinfeld comment, but just because she's with you and agrees that Seinfeld isn't all that the rest of the world cracks it up to be doesn't make it right, just so both of you know that. You had a Facebook comment where you talked about that things weren't going all that well, and then you kind of had it looks to me like you had kind of a comedian epiphany last night.
Yeah, middle of the night, I did. I was sitting there thinking, you know, I do this for people ask you. First of all, sorry about that.
Don't touch the. Don't.
It's so velvety soft. People say, like, you don't make any money in comedy. I mean, it's not I don't do well. I mean, hopefully, the plan is to someday make some good money doing this, you know. But you got to put in your dues. And they're like, well, why do you do it this way, where you don't make, you know, you don't make an exorbitant amount of money doing it? Why, you know, why do you do this show for free and that show, and this you didn't make money, you lost money? And I've never, for me so far, well, to get into it, I was never about the money. And I don't want to say it never will be, but it's for me, that's not all of it. You know, it's doing what I love, but I was having a bad night last night, just personally. You know, I have a number of things going on that kind of distracted me. So I went to the show and my head really wasn't in it. But I was ready to go. So when things clicked, I saw this lady laugh at something I said, and it was like, I don't know, it was kind of like an out of body experience. And then it just hit me a little bit later that when she laughed, I thought, you know, something that I did or something that I said took her away from whatever's going on in her life, maybe just for a split second, enough to generate a laugh or a smile, or that feeling where her, just for whatever amount of time, maybe just a split second, whatever's going on in her life negative was not going on just for that amount of time, maybe a split second, you know, and she felt good. So
yeah, that's cool. It's always fun in any job. It's fun to get that feeling of, it's not fun. It's more than fun. It's cool to get that feeling of, I did something that matters.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's all about. And it really is, I think you laid the money conversation out there great. That I think these people that say money doesn't matter in this definitive way, I don't care about making money, I just want to do what I love, that leads to just being broke all the time.
Yeah, then it's a hobby.
Far. And but there's a lot of people out there that think they're going to do their hobby 24/7 because they're going to do what they love. They're not going to succumb to the man and worry about money. And you got to do that. There's got to be a balance. You got to worry about money a little bit.
Sure.
And you end up not having any. And that
yeah,
sucks.
Money matters a little bit.
I've been there.
Well, the fact is that you can do anything that you want to do, and you can do it. You just have to, you can do it and make money. You just have to decide on how much you need to live. And my thing is, I was given a gift by God of being able to talk to people and make them laugh. So if I can take this gift, this natural gift, it's like if you're born and your boogers are made of gold, that's a gift. God gave you a gift. God gave me a gift being able to make people laugh. So I might as well make some money while I'm doing that. It's just any comedian has to put in their time up front, and that's what I'm doing right now. Is I'm hammering away, doing it for nickels. I wish it was nickels. I haven't even made a nickel. Well, other than the thousands I make off this show,
right? Yeah. Well, you know, but we can only afford to bring you on once a month is to pay your fees.
Heath is taking notes.
Thousands.
The millions I make off this show.
Your Facebook page. I like your Facebook page because it's funny, which, you know, would really be odd if you had a comedian Facebook page and it wasn't
funny.
Really serious and dramatic. But it's facebook.com/comedianJamesDavis. Check it out. And it's really, he does very, very little promotion on it. Almost none. A little bit for this Raz thing that you're doing. Every once in a while, there's a great comment about this cool radio show that you're on Sunday.
Why
morning.
Does the Google thing come up now? It used to have your logo right there.
Well, you have to pick it when you post it.
Oh, I do from my phone.
Yeah, when you go from your phone, it's just going to pick whichever one it wants. But that's all right. Google, it's not bad to be associated with Google.
No, not at all.
They're making more money than both of us.
No, I don't. Let me get out my checkbook.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, look at the cat.
I saw the cat. The cat's funny. There's some phenomenal stuff. I love the Fight Club one.
Yeah.
A friend of mine asked me if I like Fight Club, and I punched him in the face for breaking the first two rules of Fight Club. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, you got to say what the first two rules are.
The first rule is you don't talk about Fight Club. I don't know what
to I feel like I should punch you right in the face for talking about Fight Club.
I don't know what the second rule was.
I don't either. I asked somebody. I was hoping you would say it. That's why I was like, what are the first two rules?
You were just going to roll with it like you knew all along.
Well, see, I asked somebody the other day. I'm like, this is hilarious, but I don't remember what the second rule is. I know the first rule is you don't talk about Fight Club, so.
I'm Googling it.
Uh-oh.
You're going to punch him. Let me get
the other way. The first rule is you do not talk about Fight Club, and the second rule is you do not talk about Fight Club. They're both the same. Man, we should have researched that. We should have researched that before we...
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are going to jump us outside of here. No, is it
Except
Matt
neither
Damon?
One of them are in that movie, but they might.
Who's the kid?
It's if we get into the Goodwill Hunting...
Early.
If we get into the Goodwill Hunting conversation and back on them, but neither one of them are in that show.
Oh, man, I can't believe I did that. Who is the kid?
Brad Pitt.
Was it Brad Pitt?
Small, unknown actor, and Ed Norton.
Ed Norton is who I was thinking of.
Who's a phenomenal actor, by the way, but Way to go with it with the Damon Affleck one.
Oh, I can't believe I did that.
All right. You want to roll right into a Goodwill Hunting conversation? And
no, because then Robin Williams comes up and you're like, you almost tried to bust me out.
He was good in that.
That's
a great show.
It is a great show.
You like apples?
How about them?
I got a number. How you like them apples? I like that show.
That is a good accent. Can you do any impersonations?
No, none. I have fake ones. I have ones like that right there was my Boston.
Yeah.
And it's not good. No one knew it was Boston except for if they've seen the movie and knew it happened at Harvard, which is in Boston, but no, I can't. You?
I can.
But what do you got?
I'm not doing it. Next show.
No, right now, man.
No.
Brought it up.
In
dude.
3 weeks, I'll
Don't
have.
Punk
I'll
out
have,
on this right now.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm working on something. I'll tell you why I can't do it right now. But I can't do it right now. I have a couple of impersonations.
You don't have kind of lame that you brought it up.
I understand. It's not kind of lame. It's
totally lame.
It's not kind of lame. They're copywritten. I have to get permission.
But you don't have any that you can do? You can't like do Crocodile Dundee or something?
Let's see. Maybe,
I like how you cleared your throat. You're taking this crap serious.
Everybody can do Bill Clinton. The couple that I'm working on, I can't just drag them out right here.
Well, then I don't think you should have said you could.
I know. Well, you're right. I probably shouldn't have said on the air live. A
little bit lame.
You're a little lame. Okay.
Okay.
Lame-o.
Back to your Facebook page. No. We're done.
No, we're done promoting you.
I just really...
We're done promoting you. Teaser.
I also
like that was a teaser.
What are these things called? What are the e-cards that get posted all over Facebook called?
Here's the thing. I have one of the administrators of my page. She has a page with a ton of people, and I get a lot of my stuff from her. It's called because I can't, because I said I don't remember, because I can, or
way to help her out.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Right. It's early. I went to bed like 2 hours ago after the after party last night was ridiculous.
I don't need your excuses. I'm just saying.
I know you don't need my excuses, but you're going to get them.
The rules of Fight Club. First two rules are the same, and now it's funnier because you actually knew the joke you were telling.
And if you go to my page, every week there will be a banner at the top with the Raz, the lineup for the Raz.
This is who was there last night.
That's who was there last night. Including myself. That's a handsome picture.
That is. Yeah. I need to go into the Raz. I haven't been into the Raz since they started this. I don't know how, like, where are the comedians at in the Raz? There's gotta be a stage somewhat.
There's a stage. It's a very small stage, maybe a few feet by a few feet. It's not a huge, it's just a platform more than anything with a microphone.
Is it a well-built?
Oh, yeah.
Stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. No, say it.
That's just an honest question. I was wondering about the carpentry skills of the guy that made the stage.
I don't know who made the stage. I know the first time that I stepped on it, I stepped on the edge and the back of it came up and I thought, that has got to change.
We need some anchors.
Yeah, because you can't have a stage that like moves around, right? But they fix it. Man, the people that do the stuff there at the Raz, Mitch Bass is who I deal with there. Brian Rogers helps put together the comedy. These guys are first class. I mean, I've never seen a situation where they haven't like went above and beyond a situation to try to make it the best experience for somebody that comes up there. And I'm not just saying that. They don't pay me squat, but these guys, they put these these comedians come to Hutch. If you're a new comedian and your first gig is at the Raz, you're never going to work anywhere else. I mean, the Raz, they put them up in a really nice motel. They feed them. They give them free drinks, which these guys don't get this at other clubs around the country. I've been to other clubs. At other clubs, you're like, can I get a water? They're like, oh, geez. I guess. You want ice too, diva? You need a Snickers. So, but Brian takes great. And he takes care of his customers even, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a...
It's like a cruise ship.
It's a first-class joint. Brian Rogers has been in the music and comedy booking game for a long time, knows what he's doing, has the connections to get people in.
Yeah.
It's an asset for Hutchinson, no doubt about it. And I think it's great that it's happening. I think new stuff like this going on in Hutch is always an added benefit, and I need to get it on my schedule and get over there, and so do more of you. The Raz comedy every Saturday night?
Yes, every Saturday night. If you go to the Raz Facebook page, they have a music series coming, and it's a lot of things going. And actually, as far as this comedy thing goes, if you go to the Looney Bin website in Wichita for comedy, that you will notice there's not any shows back booked out through the end of March. And it's my understanding that the Looney Bin may be ceasing to operate at their current location, and I've heard looking for a new location. I hate to be too specific and be wrong,
right?
But we have, or the Raz, the Brian at the Raz is working on a room in Wichita, to possibly do some comedy. I don't know how far along that's come. I've been asked not to give too many details or when or where.
Do you feel like maybe you went over that? You went past that already? You already gave.
Yeah, I might have went past that, but it was totally by mistake. But I think it's okay.
Okay.
But I don't know how. I can't say 100% sure when or how or where. But I do know that they have secured a location, or they are securing a location.
Excellent. Comedy's always a good thing. Comedy behind good food and drinks is an even better thing. The Raz is a first-rate operation as far as offering the other two as well. So
wait, great food.
What did I say?
No, you said good. I'm saying excellent food. There's not a lot of bad foods, but yeah.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the last segment with comedian James Davis.
Step right up. Step right up. Join the carnival.
At 8 p.m. at the Cotillion. Doors open at 7. From the tribe of Explain It Just to Lanikers comes one large bowl of party. Here come the mummies. Grab your BFF and come on down. The mummies gonna funk it to the ground.
There's a party going on.
Friday, March 15th.
You best not stay home.
Live at the Cotillion. Find out what lurks behind the shroud at HereComeTheMummies.com.
We go to the horizontal mambo. Right.
Buy tickets now at the Cotillion box office, Cotillion.com, or 316-722-4201. You gotta see Here Come the Mummies.
Did you know that Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in McPherson and Great Bend have great banquet facilities available? That's right. Your Perkins Restaurant and Bakery can help you with that future wedding reception, family reunion, one-day convention, or company party. Whether your event involves a small group, large group up to 350, or somewhere in between, Perkins Restaurant and Bakery can help you with all the food and details. In McPherson, call 241-0983. In Great Bend, call 792-4386.
KSKU.
Cody Tom.
The heck is that?
How many you guys? It's 3, 2.
I think that's standard. What do you want to start at 22 seconds?
Well, I mean,
how many
start
you guys in
like
25?
I
24?
Mean,
it's only a minute 30 break.
It is?
Yeah, it seems longer, doesn't it?
It does.
Because we're having so much fun in between the commercial breaks. Those commercials just go on forever if we get back at it.
We're never going to finish this beer pong.
No, I know, exactly. So we talked about the Raz comedy that you got going. We talked about your Facebook page. I tried to give you a little warning during the break, but what else you got going?
Wow, that's...
We tapped it out.
Tapped it out. Man, I'm going to need another hour of sleep. Here's the thing with this comedy at the Raz. We do the comedy thing, and then these comedians, they come in and they make, I mean, these guys are not making like D.L. Hughley or that kind of money, Kevin Hart kind of money. You know, these guys are coming in making a few $100. So, some of these guys, they'll just go down to the Rusty Needle and drink whatever they made. And so last night was one of those nights where we went to the Needle, and then I was like, this is no kidding. At like 1:30, I tell these guys, I'm like, I'm supposed to be on the radio in just a few hours. I need to go. I didn't realize it was so late. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll listen. I was like, right.
Yeah, they're right. Up.
They're up.
They got up this morning.
Yeah.
So are they like on... Are they on a tour, or are they just fly out from their hometown because they got a gig, or does it work both ways?
So far, the guys, most of the acts we've done are from Kansas City. Kansas City is a proving ground for comedians. There's Kansas City Improv, Stanford's, Hooligans, some great clubs. So we brought in a lot of Kansas City talent. Now, the way that works is you get a headliner, and he'll have a feature comedian that he wants to use. And then I believe what they do is they pay the headliner and he pays his feature. Not necessarily always the case, but for the most part, we get one, and then with that one comes another one or two. But if not, we'll always have two comedians. And then I'll be featuring, soon, maybe in the month of March. That's part of the reason I can't give you too much of my impressions. You'll understand the next time I'm on the show, promise.
I feel like I understand now.
Why are you playing Angry Birds on the computer?
I'm not playing Angry Birds. I'm bouncing through Facebook here because it felt like the conversation was dying off with you. I was looking for something.
Has anybody tweeted anything? I've been really active on Twitter lately.
You have? How's it going? Yeah. You like it?
I like Twitter. I'm probably a bigger Twitter fan than I am a Facebook fan.
Oh, I've been a bigger Twitter fan. I got on Twitter in early 2008, and I love it. The conversations. It's because of Facebook's commenting features. You post something on Facebook... Yeah. And I comment to it, and 8 other people comment to it. It doesn't lend to I then having a conversation about it.
No.
It's very hard to do that. The only way to do it is to then jump like into a private message or something. And I love how Twitter is, you know, when you put someone's Twitter handle in there, it becomes a conversation between the
sure.
two of you. I like that part.
Like that part, too, because, on Facebook, for instance, on my personal Facebook, not my comedy fan page, on my personal Facebook account, I make a comment about something that I won't tolerate personally on my, people commenting on, just a brand of comment. And, it was about homosexuals. I won't tolerate those kind of jokes on my statuses on my personal account, because I have a lot of people on my Facebook that really, they're not friends, they're comedians, or they're friends of comedians, or they've seen me and sent me a friend request, and I'm like, a monkey with shiny keys. I just keep hitting accept. Sure, I'll be your friend, you know. Then I realized that wasn't working, so I've revamped that. But somebody made a comment yesterday that really set me off because it was a real pig-headed, bigotry-type, you know, bigoted comment. So I put on there, I won't allow this. I just want to, so yeah, that way people will be like, what happened to that post? I deleted it.
Right.
But then I followed that up with a statement of, I won't tolerate this. You can defriend me if you don't like that. That's the nice thing about Facebook. But then, so what that does is open up people to go, well, will you make jokes about the elderly? Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, there's that's another problem with the coolest thing about social media is it's given everyone a voice to be able to communicate out to the world. And the worst thing about social media is that it's given everyone a voice to be able to communicate out to the world. 'Cause there's some people, you should have to have a card or something.
Yeah.
There should be a test.
Another lady was like, what's your take on short people? I was like, this is totally not at all where I wanted this to be.
There's
short people. There's a different, are we talking short people like Heath short or short people like Jiggy Jaguar kind of has his guests are short, like midgets.
Yeah.
So
I think there's a short people joke to be. There's homosexual jokes to be made.
Well,
there's everybody jokes to be made. It's when you there's a line between something funny. You know, Will and Grace made a whole entire funny TV show out of having some class involved in taking stereotypical things about a group of people and making jokes about it. And then that's, you know, I think that's fair game.
On the stage for me is a different arena. But in my personal life, if I make a comment about something and you take that and turn it into something that's not only pig-headed, it's rude, arrogant, and it's insulting not only to me, but possibly some of my friends. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
No, I'm with you. And there's just a line between am I having fun and making some cracks about, you know, I mean, there's every group of people has some funny stereotypes that in fun, can lead to some good jokes.
Midgets.
You know? And, yeah, exactly. See, and you're crossing the line right now because you're supposed to say small people. Little people.
Really? I thought midget was the actual way you're supposed to.
No. Completely
you can't call
non-politically correct at all.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to all you short people. What? Small people?
Small, little people, maybe.
I swear, if one of you two calls me big people, it's over.
Well, you're not that tall.
I'm not talking about my height.
Oh, that's different kind of people.
Oh, this radio show is going south.
No, I'm just saying there's jokes to be had in every realm. And it's just, if you can tell if someone's a classy person or not by the joke that they choose to go with, if they're talking about a different group of people.
Certainly. You're right. It's that way with anyway.
You make
anybody.
A stage comment, and what you have to realize is that Facebook is some of these people's stage.
Maybe it is, but I just, like I said, it's not a conversation. So people were, my point is that I just made a statement about, I did this, this is why. And so that opens it up for everybody else to question my statement, and it's not a conversation, and that almost annoyed me worse. I'm like, really? You guys are my friends? Is this a NASCAR forum? Because you guys aren't looking really intelligent at the moment.
Right. See, you just did it with NASCAR people.
What? Well, NASCAR people, listen,
they're
Jack,
fair game.
They're fair game. Right. Because NASCAR people aren't, and I'm sorry to anybody, and I know Julie Brammer is probably a NASCAR fan, I'm guessing, and I'm sure she'll tear me up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or something, but
there's jokes there though.
There's jokes
to be had about NASCAR fans.
Well, when the guy grabs his head and says, well, the number 45 GMC, that right there, I want to say stop. How about just saying the car? Number 45 Powerade Mustang convertible. You're like,
you have to mention the sponsors. You've been there. You're probably mentioning sponsors when you stand up on the stage, aren't you?
Well, no. I'm supposed to. No, we don't. I don't. We just put it on our website. That's our deal. I'm not in charge of sponsors.
You should be. I'm in charge of the MC, comedy. As the host comedian, you should be thanking sponsors.
Maybe I should. Well, you know what? If you get me fired from this cherry gig of mine,
I'm sorry. Don't fire James. Take care of James. He loves his work, and it makes him feel special on Saturday nights.
That's a sponsor?
I don't know, man. Oh. The picture's there on the thing.
How about the little barcode next to that? Why don't you have barcodes on your...
I used to have barcodes.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, I don't know why when you're already on the internet you need a barcode. Why couldn't it just be a link to click to?
I've wondered that, but who am I?
I think barcodes are for paper.
Yeah.
To make my smartphone take me there, but that's not my call. All right, man, we're running over time. Thanks for coming on today. For those of you within driving distance of Hutchinson, Kansas, the place to get info about it is probably facebook.com/TheRazHutchinson.
I'm not sure. If you go to my page, I'll look that up and
yeah,
find
go
out.
To go. Let's make it all about James. Go to James's page, facebook.com/TheComedian James Davis. Check it out. Good comedy every Saturday night in the South Central Kansas area. It's a cool thing. Quit sitting around at home and saying there's nothing to do because people are out there working, trying to find you something to do. And if you don't support them, it'll go away. Thanks for coming.
Yay. Thanks for having me, man.
Nice work on the heckler last night.
Thanks.
Sounds like James won, heckler zero.
I hope he woke up this morning and had dreams about me.
Yeah. So. Ooh. I'm not wishing bad on anyone. We'll see y'all next week on Cody Talks. Thanks for listening. Don't forget and tell your friends, Cody Talks is on every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on 94.7 KSKU in Central Kansas and live worldwide on CodyTalks.com. See you next week.